Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The 2022 Gale V and Balancer National Sale set for Monday, January 3rd in the Super Barn Sale Arena at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds. Being held in conjunction with the 2nd Annual Cattlemen's Congress, the sale starts at 6 o'clock p.m. The sale will feature Gale V and Balancer lots, 7 bulls, plus open and bred heifer lots featuring genetics that can positively influence your herd for years to come. For more information, call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. You can view the catalog at mcsauction.com.
Cooler weather is on the horizon, providing a valuable opportunity to deworm your cattle with Safeguard. When temperatures begin to drop, parasite activity on the pasture declines as they prepare to take a break for the winter. That's the time to clean out those summer and fall parasites with Safeguard so you can feed the cattle and not the worms this winter. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. See label for feeding instructions, meat withhold, and milk discard.
Well, 2020 was a wild ride for cattle producers, and some thought that might change in 2021. But as we wrap it up, it's also proving to provide some challenges as well. Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, Michael Kelsey, says he hopes next year's a little more calm.
Really, very unique year. I hope we never see another year like this again, ever, if not at minimum a long, long time. And ending with a lot of challenges as well. A lot of opportunities, I think, but also a lot of challenges. And so it's time has just really been warped as far as I'm concerned, at least for my calendar, my internal calendar and so forth, COVID, et cetera. But certainly this year has seen tremendous volatility, a variety of issues. Marijuana, never dreamed we would have this type of discussion and of the importance of this issue, you know, is one. And then all the market issues that we've dealt with, the supply chain issues, both from our product going to the consumer, as well as the products and services, more products that we need in order to grow cattle and grow agriculture, if you will, feed, etc. Just tremendous amount of challenges that we've seen. And like I said, ready to move on and see those opportunities.
The issue of medical marijuana has been a concern in 2021, and Kelsey said it's still very much on the front of people's minds. With the upcoming legislative session in February, Kelsey said they're currently working and finalizing their legislation.
Our January 27th winter policy meeting, we will be talking about medical marijuana. There's no question about that. Refining our policy based upon some of the new understandings that we have, based upon some of the things that have been in terms of more inspectors, more investigators, some of those types of things, just refining it. Also, just kind of understanding, what the political environment is. That's, you know, that's dynamic. It changes. And so you want to be able to try to eat the elephant one bite at a time, but you want to try to continue to work forward. And so understanding what that environment can be and so forth. So, yeah, we're going to spend some good time talking about it at our January 27th meeting. Now, we've got great policy as a foundation, very good member-driven, excellent policy as a foundation. We just need to build upon that.
To hear more from Senior Farm Director Ron Hayes as he talks to Michael Kelsey over a number of issues, including McGirt, the market updates, and issues that cattle producers are now facing, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com to hear the rest of their conversation. You've got farm news on Ron.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as the One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's the One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.